Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. You're All Local for the 10th of April, 2024. More showers and scattered strong storms today across North Texas with a high in the mid-60s early, but it's going to fall into the 50s with a cool front coming in. And tonight, chilly with a low between 45 and 50. I'm John Little. Well, 2 years ago, Dallas Police started its Hotspots program, and according to new stats, the crime-fighting program is working. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
Certain Dallas areas where crime was happening most have been targeted under their Hotspots program, and Chief Eddie Garcia says 2 years later, it's not only working, but it's continuing to lower violent crime year after year.
Murder, we're down almost 27%, 21 less victims of murder compared to last year at this time.
Those are the latest stats for the first 3 months of the year. Violent crimes like murder, robbery, and aggravated assaults are trending downward. Aggravated assaults are the most common violent crime. But crime tends to increase during the summer months, and Garcia says the summer safety program will be key to fighting against that trend. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
DeSoto police are asking for help locating a missing woman who suffers from dementia. Police say 70-year-old Deborah Thomas has been missing since about 9:45 last night and last seen at the intersection of Watercrest Drive and Lakeview in DeSoto. So a critical missing alert has been issued. According to her family, she's been known to knock on doors thinking she's arrived home. She's a black woman last seen wearing a white hat and a white and pink jacket, mismatched shoes, and she may be wearing reading glasses. We have her picture on our website at KRLD.com. This morning, we're getting closer to learning the cause of the explosion at a downtown Fort Worth hotel back in January. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has the latest.
Back on January 8th, just hours after that blast, Fort Worth Fire Chief Jim Davis explained to us all what happened.
And upon our crew's arrival, they found multiple victims inside the building. We did a primary search.
That building was the downtown Fort Worth Sandman Signature Hotel, where the explosion blew out the front of the first floor, which in turn collapsed into the basement. Now, the first thing most of us thought about that afternoon, what about natural gas? Yesterday, speaking to the Fort Worth Chamber, Davis said, yes, natural gas is being considered as a possible cause, but he does not think that gas in itself has to be thought of as dangerous.
I just want to say this very clearly in front of everybody. When used properly, natural gas is safe.
Now, Davis also told the chamber he believes the investigation is, as he puts it, at a point where in the not-too-distant future we will have collaboration and an agreement on a defined cause. In the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The defense for former Richardson anesthesiologist Reynaldo Ortiz will present their case today in the federal IV bag tampering trial.
This is LP Phillips. The prosecution closed out its case with a drug poisoning specialist to examine the medical records of five patients from the same facility where Ortiz worked. In each of the cases, the victims had unexplained drugs in their systems that killed one and nearly killed another four. And in each of the cases, cardiac emergencies happened on the operating table just after a new IV bag was started. The government says Ortiz injected those bags with lethal drugs because because he was angry with Baylor Scott and White. But defense lawyers say there is nothing that shows Ortiz is the one who poisoned those bags. The jury is expected to get the case tomorrow or Friday. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's not what all the neighbors wanted, but a new hotel is coming to the Fort Worth Stockyards. As KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports, the city council approved this project.
A four-story Hampton Inn & Suites will be going up on North Main Street, just south of Northwest 29th Street, at the former site of a since-razed supermarket. Fort Worth Councilman Carlos Flores, whose district includes the Stockyards, noted that the Stockyards has the highest occupancy rate of hotels in the city.
The capacity indicates there is plenty of room for it, and Hampton's Inn Suite offers it a certain price point.
But not everyone who lives in the area is ready to welcome the Hampton Inn with open arms. Gladys Guevara expressed her opposition to the council by phone.
I will continue to oppose the development until the city addresses the traffic and crime that continues to impact the residents.
Guevara said she and neighbors want to see more diverse retail space and restaurants that would benefit both residents and tourists alike. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And while hotels and businesses grow in downtown Fort Worth, KRLD's Alan Skaya reports education options are growing as well.
Texas A&M Fort Worth broke ground on its first building last year.
We're excited to see it all come to life. It's been probably 5 years in the making. An idea came from our dean of the law school, had a vision.
Texas A&M School of Law Executive Director Nina Petty says they're now ranked 26th in the country, but this 3.5-acre campus on the eastern edge of downtown will include other disciplines that are in high demand.
We're going to be bringing up other services such as our School of Engineering, our nursing program, Allied Health.
She says this project started with Texas A&M meeting with business leaders in different sectors to see what they needed from the workforce. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
New information this morning from Fort Worth police on the search for the people responsible for shooting someone last month in the West 7th District. Police now have pictures of five suspects they say were involved in the March 17th shooting.
We would like to interview all these five people that are possibly involved in a way or another in regards to this critical incident.
Officer Daniel Segura says the victim continues to recover and is cooperating with police. Investigators say one of the pictures shows a man wearing a Nike shirt holding a gun. He's the suspected shooter. We have all the pictures on our website at KRLD.com. The Mavs and Stars remain hot. They both picked up wins last night. For the Mavs, it was a blowout victory over the Charlotte Hornets. They jumped out to a 22-point lead in the first quarter. Head coach Jason Kidd says it was a nice contrast to that game on Sunday against the Rockets when they fell behind by 20 points early.
Conversation that we had about our start in Houston, and I thought the guys were locked in that first half. We got off to a really good start. Luka set the tone for us.
Luka wound up with yet another triple-double, 39 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists. With the win, the Mavs assure themselves of at least sixth in the West, so they will not be in the play-in. Right now, they're in fifth place with a two-game lead over the Pelicans for sixth place. The Stars, meanwhile, picked up a 3-2 win over Buffalo at the American Airlines Center. They need just one more win in their last three games, all of them at home, to clinch the best record in the Western Conference. But the Rangers, on the other hand, they lost their third straight last night. They gave up a ninth-inning lead and lost to the Oakland A's 4-3.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.